My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Tuesday, March 2nd. The Yankees played the Orioles in Sarasota today, and they beat Baltimore 4-2 in a 7-inning game. Jordan Montgomery worked 2 innings. Clint Frazier was 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Mike Ford drove in a pair. Frazier's going to be fun to watch this spring to see really how he responds. I don't think anybody would expect him to be complacent, knowing that he's gotten the job or he's been named the outfielder, the starting left fielder, but just to see how he comes in with more confidence and just having had a little bit of success last year, having seen the defensive improvements from a year ago, and seeing him put it all together, try and get it all together for a full season, and really seeing his time finally come up. How he gets through the spring and enters the regular season, I think, will be interesting to watch here for everybody. Someone I'm a little bit more curious about, though, is someone we've seen a lot more. I think we just haven't seen the best of him really for, I don't know, maybe just 1 year we probably have. Aaron Hicks is a guy who's battled a lot of different injuries. One of them was pretty severe, and it was a Tommy John injury that cost him, you know, the end of the 2019 season, and it really hindered him for a good part of 2020. And to hear him talk about really what it did to his swing, how it recovered, how it impacted his swing, especially from the right-handed side, from the left-handed side with that right arm. But I just thought it's an interesting time for Aaron Hicks, who is now on the other side of 30, signed to a multi-year deal. The Yankees have a commitment to him, and they've seen him flourish in bits and pieces. And Hicks has talked a big game about what he can accomplish if he gets 500 plate appearances. Well, he's only done that once in his career. He's only even made 400 plate appearances once in his career. It was a really good year in 2018. You saw a lot of really good things from Aaron Hicks, and you saw really what his full potential can be. But there's still a little bit more there, or is there? As I said, he's on the other side of 30. You wonder where he is physically and how he can really bring out that rest of his game out and have it become more consistent and play 120, 130, 140 games in order to get all those plate appearances. So how's he looked early in the spring? Well, he didn't play on Tuesday. He did play Monday, drew a couple of walks, which, you know, we've seen Aaron Hicks do. He does, he mentioned earlier, he doesn't like to swing at balls. He swings at strikes. Sometimes it gets him into deep counts. You know, you've seen the product of that. But I asked Aaron Boone earlier today what he thinks about the way Hicks has looked so far this spring.
Really good. Really good. He's in great shape. I've loved the, you know, his live ABs. Couple walks out of the chute, which is very Aaron Hicks, right? But his work's been really good. His defensive work, I've kind of loved his competitiveness in some of our live BPs. I'm excited about where Aaron's at right now.
Can you tell the difference of where he is physically with the arm from a year ago?
Well, I think body wise he came in, you know, best shape of his life, right? But in a lot of ways he did, because I think he was training this winter as opposed to rehabbing, and it showed right away when I saw him physically. I mean, he's really strong right now. He's really fit. And I feel like has had a real focused start to camp.
He's one of these guys that has always been about staying on the field. If he can stay on the field, he kind of shows you what he can do. Now he's on the other side of the 30. I mean, he has big goals.
Yeah.
Play every day. I mean, how much more difficult is it coming off of injuries, a couple more years on his body?
Yeah. Well, hopefully the fact that he is in the kind of condition he's in, and again, being able to train for a season instead of rehabbing to get ready for a season, hopefully is something that pays dividends for him and allows him to be in a better position to stay on the field.
Is there he can hit almost anywhere for you. Is there kind of a spot in your mind where he can hit in your lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I like him third, and, you know, feel like, you know, just with his switch hitting capabilities, the ability to get on base, doesn't put the ball on the ground, which you like in the three hole. I kind of envision him in that slot, and, you know, we'll see. We'll adjust as we need to.
As we said, Hicks is recovering from Tommy John surgery, and here's kind of what he described about how it hindered him last year, especially batting from the left-handed side.
I think extending my right arm left-handed is definitely make me a little nervous to make full swings, and swinging and missing was definitely a thing I was worried about early on, and, you know, kind of what would happen, you know, after that of, you know, hyperextending it. So, I definitely protected it early on. As of right now, everything feels great. You know, I've been hitting off machines and stuff like that. So, and been really trying to extend that arm as best as I can to create that power that that I know I have on the left-hand side.
Aaron Hicks, against right-handed pitching last year, batting from that left side, had a batting average of .218, and he slugged only .411. He drew a lot of walks, so his on-base percentage looks pretty good. But if you compare that to 2 years ago, in 2018, he hit 40 points higher against right-handed pitching, and he slugged 50 points higher against right-handed pitching. The potential is there. He believes, he has said, he can hit 30 home runs this year if he stays healthy and gets 500 plate appearances. Well, he had 27 a couple of years ago, and the best season he's had, really the most physically sound season that he's had. And we'll see if he can follow through on this. The recovery from Tommy John, we talk about with pitchers a lot. We rarely talk about with position players and the impact it has from one season to the next. But you heard Aaron Boone talking about it, kind of similar to a pitcher, how instead of rehabbing, now you're just training, and you're over that, and you see the results here, and it'll be interesting to see what the Yankees get from Aaron Hicks. Remember, you still have Brett Gardner here, who can spell Hicks in center, can spell Frazier in left, and get some important at-bats here too, but Aaron Hicks is a pretty important piece, and you heard Aaron Boone say that he wants to hit him third. That's a pretty good spot in the order when you consider batting behind LeMahieu and Judge, 1-2. The deep at-bats that Hicks seems to take quite often, it could lead to some very big first innings for the Yankees, or at least even if they don't score a lot of first innings, you can see between LeMahieu, Judge, and Hicks how you can hang 20 or 25 pitches on a pitcher right in the first inning and really start the ball rolling for the rest of the game. Aaron Hicks did make himself vocal last year during the summer when the players were expressing themselves and talking about the protests around the country and around the game. And it was a difficult time for African-American baseball players to try to put on a show and put on, you know, their game and go to their job and deal with everything that was happening in the world. And Hicks was no exception. Hicks spoke about that earlier in the week, the difficulties of playing during the 2020 season.
With everything that was going on in the world, especially early on during the season, You know, there's a lot of stuff that were on my heart that, you know, makes competing kind of tough. But I still had to go out there and do my job and, you know, understand that I'm doing what I need to do to, you know, make some kid that's watching me play, you know they had the opportunity and a chance to make it to where I am. And, you know, I'm playing my heart out for them and, you know, also for my kids, you know, so making sure that I'm doing everything I can to be a good role model.
Aaron Hicks is a guy who really hasn't put it all together for the New York Yankees, and that's one thing that's really keeping him from you know, really being seen for who he can be by everybody who follows the Yankees. I've said this a lot about Aaron Hicks. He has days and weeks where he looks like Bernie Williams, but the problem is Bernie Williams had months and years when he was Bernie Williams, talking about the ability to hit from both sides and with power and really put it all together. Hicks is a better defender. Bernie was faster probably in the outfield. Hicks has a much stronger arm, as we know. But I would think that, you know, there are some similarities there in the game. It's just that, you know, Bernie put it all together and was you know, much more polished a hitter. And we see glimpses of it from Hicks. This is the year where if the Yankees are going to go far, they need to see all of it put together for Aaron Hicks. And he is probably just as important as you talk about wanting to see health from Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton or Gary Sanchez. For me, Aaron Hicks is just as important as all of those guys because of what he can bring to that position and what it means if he can hold down that position healthy and what it means for everybody else around the outfield. If you're new here, please check out our daily podcast, Mine with the Yankees, Ed Coleman with the Mets. You find them on the WFAN.com homepage. I'll tweet out the links also. You can find it on the WFAN Twitter at WFAN660. Also on my Twitter at YankeesWFAN. On your podcast platforms, subscribe to the WFAN On Demand page, and you'll get them delivered daily. Thank you all for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.